This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry is heading to China for talks between the world's two biggest carbon emitters ahead of President Joe Biden's climate summit of world leaders later this month. The U.S. State Department says Kerry will travel to Shanghai and Seoul from Wednesday to Saturday. The trip marks the highest level known travel to China so far for officials of the Biden administration. China is the largest emitter of climate-damaging fumes from burning petroleum and coal, making its cooperation essential to successive global climate accords. Iran says it will start enriching uranium to 60% purity, a move closer to the 90% needed for an atomic bomb, after accusing Israel of sabotaging a key nuclear facility. Iran also announcing Tuesday it will activate 1,000 advanced machines at the nuclear plant hit by an explosion on Sunday that Tehran blames on Israel. It comes before talks resume in Vienna aimed at reviving Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with major powers after former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew 3 years ago, an accord Israel opposes. Last week, Iran and the global powers held what they described as constructive talks to salvage the 2015 deal, which has unraveled as Iran has breached its limits on uranium enrichment since Trump reimposed harsh sanctions on Tehran. Leaders of the Eastern Caribbean island hit hard by a volcano say water is running short as heavy ash contaminates supplies. They estimate the island of St. Vincent will need hundreds of millions of dollars to recover from the eruption. Nearly 20,000 people have been evacuated, with more than 3,000 of them staying at government shelters. Dozens of people stood in lines on Tuesday for water, many saying their homes have been destroyed or are covered in dust. This is VOA News. Brazil's Senate on Tuesday launched a probe into President Jair Bolsonaro's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. The congressional investigation can result in a number of actions, including the referral of possible wrongdoing to law enforcement. The COVID-19 pandemic is pushing Brazil's medical system to the limit in many parts of the country. Nearly 4,000 Brazilians died of COVID-19 on Tuesday alone, bringing the total death toll to over 358,000, the second highest in the world behind the United States. The surge in cases may be attributed to a variant strain of the virus, with a new study showing victims are getting younger, with over 50% of intensive care beds occupied by patients under 40 years old. Germany will give a different vaccine to people under 60 who have been given the first dose of the Oxford AstraZeneca shot. German health officials stopped offering the two-dose AstraZeneca to people under 60 nearly 2 weeks ago over concerns of rare cases of blood clots. Now the younger age group who got a dose before the March 30th announcement will either be offered the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. According to Germany's health ministry, some 2.2 million people aged under 60 have received an AstraZeneca dose in recent weeks. The World Health Organization does not recommend switching vaccine between two doses as a protection against COVID-19 due to insufficient data showing the effects. Johnson & Johnson's single-shot vaccine has come under similar suspicion as AstraZeneca's for rare blood clotting, with U.S. health authorities recommending Tuesday that it be paused while they investigate. Six women under 50 have developed rare blood clots after receiving the shot. Johnson & Johnson says it will delay rollout of the vaccine to Europe a week after regulators there said they were reviewing the rare blood clots. The head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says the agency expects the pause to be a matter of days and is aimed at providing information to healthcare providers on how to diagnose and treat the clots. Officials say there have been no similar blood clot cases reported among recipients of the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines, which use a different technology. And former U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the United States should deploy more troops along the Black Sea in Bulgaria and Romania to deter potential aggression from Russia as tensions between Moscow and Washington heat up. President Joe Biden called on Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday to reduce tensions stirred by a Russian military buildup on Ukraine's border and proposed a summit of the leaders to talk disputes. The U.S. also says it will ramp up its forces in Germany amid the latest tensions. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.